Thank you, Mary, for that solo. And once again, good morning, bright beams of sunlight. You didn't know you were sunlight, did you? Well, you are. This is the first Monday of the month, and we have been using the first Monday of each month to focus on the 12 powers as taught by Charles Fillmore. Excuse me. As taught by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement. Charles taught us to call on these spiritual faculties because they're in us. They are our inheritance. Each month, I hope you're taking these thoughts in and working with them throughout the day. We're providing you with some information in the blast that lets you know what the power is and all the information you need to work with it in your prayer time. So the idea is to put all these attributes, all these powers that are within us to come into a sharper awareness that they're there. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go alone in my spiritual life and I'll forget that something important that I can use is there. And often, what reminds us? That experience, right? Something comes along to remind us. So I want to remind myself before any experience occurs. So we started out the year with what? Faith. Faith is represented by Peter. Okay, good. You're listening a little bit, huh? No, I know you're listening a lot. Faith is our ability to see the unseen and to persist in order to bring it forth. So to this, to faith, we added what? What was the next one for February? Strength. All right, we added strength. Strength is faith is established in strength, which is the power to remain steadfast in truth. Strength is represented by the disciple Andrew, right? Oh my gosh, I'm blown away up here. Okay, so then it's like making a big stew, big pot of stew. Anybody make a big pot of stew or a big pot of soup or chili? And you're just adding all those ingredients in. So we have faith and we have strength. And to that we focus on wisdom. Wisdom along with judgment. Represented by the disciple James, the son of Zebedee. You didn't know you were going to get a quiz when you came this morning, did you? Wisdom is the highest form of spiritual knowing. And it includes divine judgment, discrimination, intuition, and all those other activities of the mind that come under the heading of pure knowing. Now, if you don't take time to sit and tap in to meditate and do some prayer work, you might be missing out on these attributes that are within you. Wisdom gives us access to discernment, right judgment, and intuitive knowledge. So we have all that going in us. All that's available for us to reach in and use it as experiences come up in our lives. So, In April, we added what? Love. Love. Now, love gathers everything together in harmony. When we love can adjust all misunderstandings, and it can make everything in your life fall into a line, a healthy pattern. We're gonna, and I'm not talking about physical love, be like, you know, I say I love you and you love me. I'm talking about that deep, unconditional love that allows you to see through any appearance that may be occurring. So we're going to keep practicing and working on activating these attributes. This morning, this month, we're going to focus on power. Wow, power. Power kickstarts everything. It activates these things. Power is self-mastery over spiritual presence. And the revealing word says, innate power, I'm getting excited up here because I like this power thing, this attribute in me. The revealing word says, innate power is innate control over thoughts and feelings. Innate control over thoughts and feelings. Now, we're not talking about anybody else's. You can't control any thoughts or feelings that someone else is having. But you can control how you're accepting and processing that information. So, power is represented by the disciple. Anybody know? Okay. All right. Philip. And the location, so who read their blasts? I guess everybody did, huh? And the location is where? In the throat. In the throat. And the color is? I tried to find something with some purple in it. The color is purple. You know, we're not talking this morning about power as the world knows it. We're talking about power that is in us already. It's our inheritance, our spiritual inheritance. We're studying the first chapter of Genesis on Tuesdays in our creative process class. Genesis 1 and 26 tells us, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over fish of the sea, birds of the air, over cattle, over all earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth. Now, I know you're probably sitting there, what? Okay. Metaphysically, all these symbols in here, they're our thoughts. They represent our thoughts and our actions. That is what we have power over, not other people. I have power over my thoughts and actions. Experiences will always happen in the world. You know, sometimes when people first come into unity and they hear about some things, they think, oh, if I get this stuff in me, nothing is going to happen. Everything is going to be roses, the birds chirping, singing. No, that doesn't happen. But what does happen is how you experience that, how you react to that, how you go forth with whatever that is and stand in your strength and faith and love and wisdom and move through those experiences. let's see, you are, did you know that you are an expression of God made in the image and likeness? We're not talking about these physical bodies. We're talking about that divine spark within you. And in knowing that, that's the energy we want to feed into the world, isn't it? That's what we want to give to people. We want to give that Christ spirit energy to people, which is always love. I always think of it in these terms. Am I going to be part of the problem, or am I going to be part of the solution? You know, feeding the frenzy is not part of the solution. Have you experienced or heard or even yourself fed the frenzy lately? We won't ask for a raise of hands because I'll be the first to stand here and say that yes, sometimes we take two steps back, but then when we remember who we are, when we remember we have within us that which will carry us through experiences, if we just tap into that energy that is in us, that's our staying power. I remind myself daily that I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm spiritual in nature. Charles Fillmore, in the book 12 Powers, he wrote, power and dominion over thoughts. Thoughts are seeds dropped or planted in the subconscious mind. We have our minds, all that we're aware of. Then we have our storage bin, where I store all those experiences and those things. You know, thoughts are seeds that when dropped or planted in the subconscious mind, they germinate, they grow, and bring forth their fruit. Now, we want into current events or current happenings in your life. We have to always remember that words and actions can contribute to a world of peace, or they could make a mess. We're not about making messes, are we? We were created to make messes. If we look at events and pivot them around and look at them from a higher state of consciousness, oh my, that makes a big difference. Judgment flies out the door because we see right. We see it right. I love the right along with our power of the month. In it, I want to share with you some tools you can use in practicing your dominion, in practicing your power. But the first and the most important thing that I need you to remember is power and dominion of our thoughts translate to dominion of our words. When we think of power, power uses vehicles, and one of the vehicles, and that's why we say fill up the throat. One of the vehicles is that vibration, that sound, those words we speak. The creative, formative power of our words rests in our ability to call forth dominion over them. As we speak our words, bring our life, it brings our life into manifestation. Our words possess the ability to, as I said earlier, make messes or to manifest beauty. Our words create an environment of safety, love, and security, or they can create the opposite. Those words come from Reverend Karen Romstead, a Unity minister in Dallas. So I'm going to just say them as she wrote them. Now, if you want to firm up this attribute of power, here's the first thing you can do. I needn't be bound by any particular thought, regardless of how frequently it appears in the landscape of my mind. Like a good gardener, we have any gardeners in here? Like a good gardener, I tend to my thoughts, remove those that obstruct growth, and nourish the thoughts that bring me closer to the truth of my being. Oh, wow. You know, we have so many thoughts that cross our mind in the course of a day. Isn't it great to know that, you know, thoughts, if we couple it with feelings, that's how we manifest. So when thoughts flip through our minds, we can weed out those that we don't want to manifest in our lives. Did you know you had that power? Sure, sure. And the next thing she says, when I practice the power of dominion, I am free to choose at any time the thoughts I allow to remain. We give thoughts permission. Have you ever thought about that? We give them permission. We can give them permission to remain angry. We can give them permission to hold grudges. Or we can let go of all that stuff and give our thoughts permission to not think love, be love, to be love. So she goes on to say, I tune in often and discern the vibrations of my thoughts, and I ask myself whether they are uplifting, inspiring, and true, or whether they are depleting, demoralizing, or false. Whoa, that's a big statement there, isn't it? What do you think when you're not thinking? That's how you can judge where your consciousness is, what's coming up out of your subconscious. When you catch yourself and think, why am I thinking that thought? You have an opportunity to weed it out, to let it go. And then she says, I have copies of this part for you that you can pick up after service if you want to think about these things and work on them a little bit in your own prayer time. I'll lay them out on the table after service. These points, not the whole message, just those points. And then she says, I only invite thoughts of truth, peace, harmony, and love to linger. Anything else, you can immediately deny it. You can immediately let it go. You can immediately say, no, that's not the truth about that. If you're having problems in a relationship and the friction is there, you can deny that it has any power over you, because I am going to claim peace. I am going to claim love. And guess what? If you say that enough, you're going to be in a whole different situation. But you're not changing the other person, right? Because we don't have dominion over them. Who are we changing? Ourselves. We're working with our... Don't worry about what's going on with them. Turn within, and as you work within yourself, you'll see the world in a whole different light. You'll be more compassionate. You'll express more unconditional love. You'll make changes that will put you on the right path. This says that those thoughts that do not uplift my spirit, entice my joy, move me towards my truth, I allow myself to return to the nothingness from which they were originated. In time, with consistent practice, I clear my mind quickly of the thoughts that do not serve my spiritual life. You know, we have to do the work. We have to do the work. We can't just hear things and take them for granted and leave out of the doors of any place where the truth is being taught and not practice it. That's the key. Practice it. Use it. Try it out. We wouldn't go buy shoes without trying them. Well, I can't say that nowadays. We have all this mail order, don't we? But normally we wouldn't purchase things without trying them on, at least holding them up to us to see if, you know, they'll sort of fit. But that's how I do when I go shopping. But anyway, the thing is, in us is that will move us through any experience you may be going through. Take truth principles and try them, use them, affirm them for a couple of days. And you know what? Your life is going to expand in goodness. It's going to open up. Experience will happen, and you'll know within you, you have what it takes to move through. And that's what I love about being a part of this process, being a part of this unity way of life, is that I'm getting things I can take and use, and they work. Johnny Coleman says it works if you work it. It works if you work it. So let's work it right now. And the way we work it is to take a moment in the quiet, to take that deep breath and release and prepare our minds and our hearts for this time of meditation. And we do that by beginning with the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And so we take a moment and we breathe in, and we prepare ourselves for a time of meditation, for a time of communing with our indwelling spirit, breathing in and breathing out, giving ourselves permission right here, right now, to relax and just be the spiritual being you were created to be. So we breathe in and we breathe out and we journey a little deeper within. Think of it as taking that deep breath and moving from your head, where you're so busy with all those thoughts, down into your heart. Your heart that's reaching out. Your heart that's connecting within. And as we settle into this quietness, we know that there's only one presence and one power. And in this moment, right here, right now, we're in it. There's no separation. We move and live and have our being in spirit. Breathing in and breathing out. Knowing that all is in right and perfect order. That no matter what occurs, we are first and foremost beautiful beams of light connected to the One. Breathing in and breathing out, we come to that point within where we step over the threshold of our inner chamber. And immediately we're flooded with unconditional love and a peace that passes all understanding. We feel it, we know it, and in this moment, we accept it as we pause in the quiet. And as we begin to prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing that we are new creatures in Christ, that our minds have been renewed and uplifted, and that our thoughts are aligned with Christ's thoughts. We know that we have power. We have dominion over our thoughts and actions. And so from this point on, we prepare to go forth and create a wonderful, beautiful world. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that we know we are never alone, that your presence and your power is within us and we are within you, that there is no separation from you except the barriers we may place forth. And we break forth this morning, loosening all ties to any thoughts that may hold us back from expressing our true selves. So for this and all things, for the awareness of your activity within us, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and we're claiming it right here, right now. And so it is. Amen.